Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are you doing? I am actually, if you don't mind, I'm actually taking a walk. And in my taking a walk, I am enjoying the beauty of a cool breeze. I am enjoying the sound of everyday living. Cars going by, people doing what they do. And the reason why I'm taking a walk is because of this. I have a tendency of walking with God quietly, just talking to him. Have you ever taken the time to, from one corner to the next corner, not concentrating on anything that's around you, not concentrating on what you hear, just simply talking a walk and talking with God, just allowing yourself to say, Father God, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you. I want to see what it's like to just simply hear your voice. Or, Father God, if you so have it to be, I just want to hear quiet. I want to see what quiet actually sounds like. And how do I deal with quiet? What do I do when I allow quiet to be still in my spirit? I got to tell you, I love it. I don't need no TV, no radio, no nothing, just plain quiet. Yet when I'm taking a walk and I'm talking with God, it's so amazing. You know why? Because what I'm doing is I'm practicing how to worship him in spirit and truth without no distractions, without nothing stopping it, without me being psyched out, without me looking at anything, just simply being quiet with God, telling him how I appreciate him, telling him how wonderful it is just to be able to walk, to be able to talk, to be able to hear, to be able to just see. My eyes is really going dim. I got to be honest with you. And I know that I'm going to go and get it repaired. But for some reason, if I went completely blind, if I'm unable to walk, if I'm unable to move my arms, if I am unable to do anything with my body as I am now able to do, I would still be the same person. And I know that without a shadow of a doubt. And the reason why is because of the fact that I will still have the ability, if he so allow me, to talk with him in my mind, in my spirit. If he left me completely paralyzed, with the exception of my having the ability to talk, just so that I can praise his name out loud, just so that I can evangelize, so somebody can hear me, I would be fine. Sincerely, I would be fine. Of course, I wouldn't like the fact of being in a position, but I would be fine because I know the position I am in Christ. And that's what I'd like to talk to you all about tonight. Do you really recognize the position that you are in Christ? Because when you know that, and I ask you to please think about this before you even go into anything else, just think about this. When you know that, what happens is, regardless to what happens in your life in any shape, fashion, or form, you allow yourself to give God the glory. You don't go into complaining. You don't go into nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you an impression. I'm going to give you an example of something. Somebody did something for me today. I really have a difficult time asking people to do something for me. And the reason why is because you know how people have a tendency of putting it back in your face. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what, and I just smiled, you know, just sort of said, hey, you know. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying, you ain't got to worry about me ever again. Are you allowing yourself to let God get the glory to the degree that whatever it is that you do it for him. So if the person don't even appreciate it, you just say, to God be the glory. It's okay. Because I thank God for allowing me the ability to do it. See, because I had to get blessed so that I can bless. You know, many people are under the impression that if you bless somebody, that you're going to get blessed again. That is true. But you should be thanking God for the blessing that you got. Because without the blessing that you received, then you could not have given a blessing to somebody else. When you walk with God, when you're walking around, would you, children, now, as you can see, basically right now, it's pretty quiet because in the area, now I'm in my area. Where it's nice and quiet. What do? How do you act? How do you perform? Have you ever sat down and just thought about how blessed you are to the degree to where tears come rolling down your eyes because you understand that God has literally done so much for you that you couldn't do for yourself, that your parents couldn't do, that nobody can do? Have you ever thought about how he healed you from pain that somebody brought upon you, suffering that somebody brought upon you, the things that you did to yourself? Peaceful, quiet moment where all of a sudden, when you were feeling pain, suffering, when you had negative thoughts, and all of a sudden, a peace that surpassed all understanding just came upon you. You don't know where it came from. You don't know exactly what happened. All you know is, whew, I feel okay. I come to understand this here, and I mean this with all of who I am. Many of us already know the beatitude. I'm so glad that Jesus made it beatitude. The reason why is because it is how you look at life depends on how well you enjoy life or how life can beat on you. See, because if you allow yourself the ability to look at life through the eyes of Christ, then what happens is you enable yourself to understand that life doesn't belong to you. It only is being loaned to you so that you can let the devil know that in this life that has been you have been placed in to handle, he can know that you belong also to God, that you also belong to God. That's all we are. We are literally saints placed in this earth so that somebody can see how great God is in our life, thus making it so that Satan can say, I may not be able to get you today, but I'm going to creep around until I find a time, or correction, until I find a weakness in you. Because you got a weakness, and I know you do because you're only a mere mortal. I know that you cannot be able, there's no way you can be able to continue acting the way you do, loving God the way you do, walking with God. This, I'm going to get you one day. And the only way that you can actually get there, just listen to this. No noise. Just you and God. Just you and God praying to him, dancing with him, glorifying his name. Let it be understood that regardless of whatever noise that's around you, you don't even hear it. Because you're spending time with God, with the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, to take time to breathe him in, to exhale and inhale. This is what I do, and I mean this. I know that this is it may even sound crazy to some people. This is what I do. I breathe in, God, I love you. I'm sorry for anything I did to hurt you. And I let it go. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father, be a better person. Every day, almost every second of my life. And the reason why is because of the fact I call it faith, faith, F-H-I-T-H, not fake, F-A-K-E, but faith. Face it until you make it. Face it until you, the more that you convince your mind that you are in control, the more you tell your body that you are in control, that they are subject under you, the more you will allow the Holy Spirit to also take control, to give God the glory by enabling you to see that he comes in truth, to bring forth the revelation of the Almighty Father of heaven and earth, creator of heaven and earth, so that you can literally live in peace, regardless to what happens to you, regardless to whatever happened to you, regardless to what you may be going through now, whether or not if you're blind, crippled, don't matter whether or not you're deaf, it doesn't matter, because you know in your heart that you have to, when nobody else may not be able to do so, when nobody else decide to do so, you decided that I'm giving it to him. So if I'm walking down the street, Father God, not only do I see all the visible things to let me know that you all who are invisible exist, but I see the visible things and the invisible things that only you could have taken care of. Because I was crazy. I was a mess. Toe up from the flow up. Totally messed up. And I know there's no way in the world I did this to where I can actually walk with integrity. To where I can walk with a sense of boldness. Not because of the fact that I think I got it on. Not because of the fact that I've learned the word. No. Only because God has lifted me out of the murky waters that enabled me to say, I'm going to be okay. I'm on dry ground. I'm on a firm foundation. I depend on Christ wholeheartedly. And I don't know any other way to live now. I have no idea. As I'm speaking to you now, tears is running down my eyes. Not because of the fact that I'm emotional, but because glory be to God, because he is that good. Do you take time to make your Wednesday your Sunday? Do you take time to make your Thursday your Friday, your Sunday? Do you take time to the point to where as you're moving about your day, you're giving God all the glory? You're not complaining about whatever not happening or what you wish to happen. You're giving God all the glory. You're allowing yourself to be in communion with God. When you go to knock on his door, you are ready to minister to him. King for him, Father God. You're ready to minister to him. When you're seeking him, you're seeking him to minister to him. To ask him, how was his day? Father God, I hope that a million people came to you today. I pray that the suffering that you go through every day, watching us as your children do what we do, watching non-believers do what they do, I pray, Father God, that today was lesser of a pain than it was yesterday. And I pray that I do whatever I can that'll let you know that I'm on your side. I want to be on your side. I guarantee you, if you do that, you won't be able to stop crying. Because you'll find that you are so above so many people. Not that you're better, because none of us are. You are allowing yourself to be used. Father, what can I do to let you know that I appreciate you? I've been shot, I've been stabbed, been kicked to the curb, told I was no good, never would be no good. I've been told everything that makes me want to commit suicide, but because of the blood that you allowed your son to shed for me, I'm free. And any and everybody who did whatever they did to me, I can look at them with true liberty and say, I forgive you. Not to forgive you, and I forgive you, but not forget. Come in like you, Father God. And I'm learning, and I'm mastering that I forgive and forgot like you who said, I place it down into the deep, dark sea. Thank you, Father God, for using me. Do you spend time, true time with me? Just walk into the bus stop or walk into your car while you're driving. Do you spend time just to say, you know what? Father God, you got such a sense of humor, an amazing person to me. Can we talk, Father God? You know, I am going through some things here. There are some things that I like to talk to you about that I really can't talk to many other people about. And the reason why is because, Father God, you know, all of us kind of crazy. So there's some things I can't talk to too many people about, but I know I can talk to you because you make crazy straight. Do you take the time? Do you take the time to pray with them? Just to enjoy him. Do you make it a, check this out. Check out how powerful this can be. Do you make it your business? This is what I'm doing now. I made it my business that I'm making greeting cards. And I'm going to send them all out at the same time. I'm making greeting cards to every person who hurt me. And I'm doing that because of the fact that I want them to, I'm asking them to forgive me. As I'm writing greeting cards for every person I hurt and ask them to forgive me. And the reason why I'm doing that is because of the fact that life is too short to be holding any grudges. And I'm responsible for causing some people to sin. I'm responsible for some people to say, I hate them, don't want nothing to do with them. I haven't seen them in years, but if I ever see them again, I'm responsible for that. And the reason why such things came to mind is because of the reality of I'm like walking and talking with God. I like talking with Jesus Christ. I love allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me. I enjoy watching how Jesus walked. And I look at it every day through his word so that I can have the ability to say, that's the man I want to follow. That's how I want to be. That's how I love to see life. And you know what I come to find out? Not too many people really want that. And the reason why is because that can be a hard walk when you want something in return, when you are expecting something for you. But when you're not expecting nothing at all, you get a return. When you're not expecting nothing at all, you get blessed beyond measure so that you can go and bless other people, even those who become your enemy, for whatever reason it may be. You begin to look and say, Father God, thank you for helping me be even of a grain of sand like Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, because now I can see. I can see what it's like to be humble to fake humble, you know, I'm really not worth the, no. I'm talking about humble to the degree to where you let him lead you. To where you allow him to lead you. So, the attitude. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who acknowledge, Father God, that I need for you to feed my spirit, because I know you gave me a spirit, not so that anything else can feed me, but for you to feed me completely. And if you continuously feed me, Father God, I will continuously walk in your righteousness so that I have the ability possibly to make it to heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who look at themselves and say, Father God, I know that I am a sinner. Remember David? He would cry. And I'm talking hard crying, snot-nosed crying, because he knew he sinned against God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. What he's talking about? See, because when God, you allow God to feed you, then you can handle all things that is on earth according to his ways. Because him feeding you, you are receiving the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding of how to handle everything that's on the face of the earth. So you inherit the earth, because it becomes literally yours for the taking, so that you can have the ability to enjoy life, literally. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Filled with what? His righteousness, his ways, so you can handle everything according to his ways. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. For whatever he did to me, whatever she did to me, doesn't matter in compared to what I look at how to deal with it. My attitude toward it should be that if you did something wrong to me, then something was wrong with you. So I have mercy on you, because why would you just simply do what you do? Because hurt people hurt people. Yeah. So giving mercy should be that which all of us should be able to do consistently, constantly, and be happy to do so. Because God gave us mercy. And we want to do what our daddy did with us. Blessed are the pure, or the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Check that out. They shall see God. Not just see him when you go home. You shall see him by the ways of how he works through you, which is why Jesus said, when you see me, you see my Father. When you allow your heart to be pure. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. When you are a child of God, it's because you are like God. You are the image of his ways. Nothing can stop you. And all you do is just talk to him. Want to be like him. Strive to be like him so that you can become like him. But don't forget, there's only one God. I love you, brothers and sisters. God bless you. Pray that you just let God be God and enjoy being a child. Take care of yourself.